Hi, I'm Chris Smith, multimedia editor at Assembly Magazine, a publication of BMP Media. Today we're talking with Greg Paulson, Director of Application Engineering for Xometry. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Greg.
Super happy to be here, Chris.
Definitely glad to have you. I want to start out by having you tell us a little bit about your role and overall about Xometry as a company.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me start off with Xometry as a company, and then I'll show how I apply, because we do a little bit of everything. And my role is about making parts, just making stuff in general, and that's what Xometry does. We are a global manufacturing marketplace, and we help people who need to make parts find a source by going online to Xometry.com's website, uploading the parts, configuring, getting pricing and lead time instantaneously without that wait for a RFQ or some sort of lag time in between, as well as getting feedback along the way. But we also work on the supplier side, where we are connected with suppliers globally, including about 3,000 in the US, 2,000 across the globe, that are able to fulfill that work on demand. So we really work on both sides of the party. And my role as the Director of Application Engineering is kind of knowing a little bit about everything. You know, I'm a walking, talking FAQ, but I work with customers and clients of all shapes and form, whether it's a Fortune 100 company or it's someone who's product development or individual inventor. And I help them understand what process to choose and why along their product development lifecycle.
Now, on-demand manufacturing services seem to be a major focus for a lot of companies out there. What are the market trends that you're seeing that are driving interest for that?
Well, definitely. As companies have grown, about decade plus ago, ERPs were introduced. And it was very easy to add a vendor or add a supplier for something. And as you're looking to resource a part, you may go to a supplier. That supplier may have changed. Like, they may have changed names and may not be around anymore, or they may just not be making that stuff anymore. And now you have this list of thousands and thousands of suppliers that may or may not be good. You don't know the fidelity of your own list. Xometry and companies that are really looking at this digital manufacturing space have seen this confusion, have seen this inefficiency in the system, and have found ways to essentially build and directly connect these buyer suppliers using more sophisticated ways, like a technology platform. And I think that has become more true in the last year when you look at massive supply chain disruptions. A pandemic, you had an entire ship go sideways in the Suez Canal. Like, you have these major disruptions, supply chains, and people started looking through the Rolodex being like, oh my gosh, who can do my work? Like, what can we do next? And you started to see this interest where you found on-demand manufacturing platforms as a resource where it's just a go-to. It's like, can you do it? Yeah, we can. Do you have someone who could do this? Yeah. Do you cut X? Of course we do. And it's been very fluid. I think as people have found that their current supply chains have deficiencies, whether it's single sourcing, geographic bottlenecks, they've been looking at that digital space more and more to have access to more dynamic manufacturing capabilities.
When you talk about how the world has changed, especially in the last year, as you and I both know, how does that change customers? What type of customers and companies are most likely to be interested in the capabilities that Xometry does?
Well, we cast a really wide net because Xometry's minimum to enter is typically a technical file, like a 3D CAD file. Mm-hmm. And so as long as you have that file generated to be manufactured, we're ready and able to do that. And we offer over a dozen different manufacturing technologies. So it really does lower that barrier to entry. Now, does that mean that we only do simple stuff? No. In fact, actually, one of my favorite case studies is one where we worked with NASA, who's been a longstanding customer of Xometry. And they have their own manufacturing capabilities, but they ran into an issue where what they needed to achieve, they just didn't have a machine that size to really make the parts and specs. So these are essentially, in this case that we have online where we work with NASA, was a part of their life support system, a carbon dioxide scrubber for the International Space Station. And it required a very large component to be milled out in multi-axis milled out of a single piece of metal, highly qualified for space flight. And they just didn't have the capabilities to hit something of that size to source that type of billet. And we're able to actually look and reach within this dynamic supplier network that we have and find just the right way to get that material, get the parts cut, and qualify them and provide the documentation they needed. So whether it is that $20 3D print, or something that is literally in space. I think it launched, a few months ago, literally in space right now. We do cast really wide net, so everything in between. I will say aerospace is just a special niche for us because aerospace tends to have, I'd say, low to mid volume, highly complex parts. And in a world of sourcing, that stuff is sometimes really difficult to source, and we're kind of an easy button on that realm.
You mentioned NASA as one of the brands that you've worked with, and I know you've worked with some major industry names out there. Can you tell us who some of those are that have trusted Xometry to work for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So GE, Dell, BMW have all been brands that have found Xometry in some way, shape, or form. And I can mention them because they also became investors in Xometry as we were growing our company over time as well. And they all found different needs for some of these large organizations, like and GE is, another a huge one like that, where it's organization of organizations. Sometimes it's just about finding strategic suppliers to source parts. And we became a place for that. BMW had a little bit of a different need. So BMW, there is strategic suppliers for aftermarket molding, which we do for them for a decent amount, but a limited amount. But a lot of the high variety work was a challenge for them, especially in the tool making category. So these are custom handheld tools, jigs, fixtures that would be used on the assembly floor. These components are not just one thing. They're a mixture of things, usually made between three, four, five different manufacturing technologies. And one of the beautiful things that Xometry has is that we can actually put those all on one single order. So 3D printing, urethane casting, CNC machining, and all that stuff can just be an order, and it's a click and buy experience. And we manage the whole supply chain. We manage the quality assurance. And in the end, they get those parts that they need. So we do offer a very wide mix. I also often hear it's like, this sounds too good to be true. And what's interesting is because we're using technology to platform, we're not sitting here, pick up the phone and brokering. We have AI and machine learned platforms that are helping provide instant pricing, provide accurate lead times. And on the sourcing side, it's pairing and dispatching that work automatically to the suppliers who are best able to complete that work to spec and on time.
Well, having brands like that in your portfolio, I think also speaks to the quality of production that you're putting out there. Tell me a little bit about your certifications.
Yeah, absolutely. So Xometry itself is AS9100D and ISO 9001 certified. As I mentioned before, we do work heavily in the aerospace industry. We also work and we're able to reach into our network to get specific qualifications. So for example, if you are building something that needs a NADCAP finish, we have a whole NADCAP finishing network that we're able to access across our site, as well as if you're working on medical products, 13485, for example, we have bold suppliers and even some additive suppliers able to do that type of work. So we have a core of building very strong industry accepted best practices for manufacturing quality assurance workmanship, as well as giving the customers the options to select and go deeper, whether it's types of inspections, CMM, even source inspection in some cases, or adding certifications for traceability on whether it's a material or finishing. That's all available through Xometry in the easy-to-use digital interface.
So, does volume size make a difference? High volume, low volume, does it matter?
We have no minimums. I will say, obviously, if I'm injection molding, I have tooling costs up front, so
Sure.
I maybe not don't want to order one. Although
Right.
I've seen it before, because sometimes you just need that material, and so we may make a prototype tool out of aluminum or something with hand-loaded cores to make it easier for them and lower the expense overall for that tool versus going to high-end production tooling, for example. But we also have, because we have eight different additive manufacturing technologies, six of which do polymers, two of which are metals, you can just order the part you need. And we actually have some really viable, end-use viable additive manufacturing 3D printed processes with some really awesome materials that can compete on that injection molding end-use scale.
So, for engineering organizations, what are the benefits of working with a company like Xometry?
Instant pricing, instant lead times, quick lead times for this work. When you are a distributed manufacturing network like Xometry, for the person buying, they're just going to one site. But we have access to thousands of suppliers. You could give me 100 jobs tonight and I could have them all starting tomorrow. You don't run into that hug your favorite supplier to death problem that I've ran into in the past, where I used to be the person who sourced parts because I ran rapid prototyping where in a previous career, and sometimes there was work that I couldn't do in-house, so I'd work it with other shops. And the shops I loved, I just kept on sending work until I was serially backlogging my own work, where they're like, great, let's see that 2 weeks. I'm like, 2 weeks, that's great. Here's 5 more jobs. They're like, great, 6 weeks. And I was like, oh, that's how it works. So one of the things, beauty of distributed parallel manufacturing is everything runs in parallel. You know, concurrently thousands of jobs going on at once.
Now, I know you offer a wide range of different manufacturing methods. Tell me a little bit about those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned the 3D printing services, which is just a really great entry because it instant quotes, has quick lead times, and gets you some very functional shapes on demand. CNC machining services, that can include anything from 3, 4, 5 axis milling. We're also able to go larger parts or smaller parts because of the variety and talent that we have in the network, as well as secondary processes for turnkey components, such as finishing the parts with anodize or metal plating, for example, adding inserts. We could do all that on demand. Sheet metal, it's going to be the sheet cutting, like profile, like laser or plasma cutting, as well as bent and formed parts, adding inserts, again making turnkey components. And then molding and casting is the other category where you're starting to build either a bridge tooling method or a full production tool. And what's awesome about this, and this is something that's really understated, is when you have a high supply, prices tend to go down. So we're finding that 3D printed parts are getting less expensive and more viable as the technology improves. And on the other side, on tooled process like injection molding, you're getting great parts for less and less because tooling methods have changed. We have both domestic and international options available for tooling. And we can really help engineer what that tool needs to be for your specific job and project. So I was just thinking, I was talking to a colleague the other day, 10 years ago, when I had a certain size part, in my mind, I was like, oh, that's like a $40,000 tool. And now it could be, a sub $10,000 tool for the same type of part, just because there's been this access to more talent. More shops have actually really shifted their business plans. Instead of saying, I want to do one thing a million times, they tend to do a lot of different things and have shifted their business that way, because the Internet of Things, these small devices, a lot of these new products coming out, the revision changes before the actual tool life wears out. So there's been this whole shift in the manufacturing community, and we're able to access that.
So is it fair to say that Xometry can help clients determine the best approach for whatever project they're working on?
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes back to my job and the talented engineers that work at Xometry. Because we are exposed to a lot of different projects with a lot of different intents, mm-hmm. And we also see the outcomes, right? Where we eat our own dog food, we need to deliver on those products. We've formed opinions. We kind of know what type of processes could work best for that, and also where what to look out for. So there's always strengths and trade-offs in any process out there. And we're able to walk through that because we have experience, hands-on experience with the manufacturer of those, what to look out for, and help guide our customers through if they need it, if they are in that help me choose environment.
Greg, in your opinion, what do you think are some of the biggest challenges or misconceptions when it comes to engineering organizations that are utilizing your services?
I will say, it's different. Mm-hmm. It's different than just talking with your shop down the street. When you're working with a distributed manufacturing supplier or manufacturing as a service like Xometry, or if at least the conception is different. But actually, the relationships that we build with our customers are just so, so strong. Because a lot of what we do on the technical, the side of getting parts quoted, getting them out, pairing them up with the suppliers, that's automated. We're using our platform to do a lot of that work. So what we're able to do is focus more with our customers, understand what their needs are, and you have a one-to-one relationship with your direct sales lead, and the sales lead's also able to leverage the talent that we have in the company to work on larger, more challenging projects and make sure we engineer the right solutions through that. So this thought of like, hey, I'm going to miss that one-on-one approach, it's not, you're not missing that. We actually work day in and day out with our customers to help educate them. We go through the drawings, we'll spin the CAD and talk through and even talk about design for manufacturability to help make their design a little bit better or more achievable in a process that they're looking for, because their success is our success. You know, we really want to work that way.
Well, Greg, I definitely appreciate the conversation today and spending some time with us. If there's someone out there who might have more questions or want to get more information on Xometry, how do they go about getting started?
Well, Xometry.com, so it's Xometry with an X, Xometry.com is a great place to start. You also see that get a quote at the upper right, and that's where you can upload your 3D file and get some pricing lead times right away. You can always contact us at support@xometry.com. And also feel free to reach out to me on or the team at Xometry on LinkedIn. But I'm Greg Paulson, and I'm always happy to talk shop and learn a little bit more about your projects and help people through. It's a really exciting field. And it's a really exciting time to be in manufacturing.
Well, Greg, I appreciate you joining us today and look forward to hearing more from Xometry in the future.
Thanks so much, Chris.
We've been speaking with Greg Paulson, Director of Application Engineering at Xometry. And for more, you can visit them online at Xometry.com. And of course, follow us at AssemblyMag.com.